Warning, you are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. 3, 2, 1. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
And welcome to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. I am not Mike Crute. Mike has the day off today. I am your other host, Dom. We got Fancy Brian on the boards. We got Evan screening your calls. You can join us on the phones at 844-967-2789. One hell of a week, man. It seems like it's been a long time since we've been on the radio. Happy 4th to everyone who made it through. Brian, was great to see you over the weekend. Had a blast. Of course, it's the 4th of July. It's the holidays. Everyone's out having fun. Well, not everyone. And, of course, the news. Here we go again. Welcome to the MSA, the Mass Shootings of America. I know how much Republicans love this country. Do they love the MSA? Because we are getting killed on a daily basis in this country. Of course, Highland Park, Illinois, a northern suburb of Chicago, a affluent suburb of Chicago, just goes to show you that there is no reprieve from this. There's no hiding from this. It's the weapons. You can say what you want. You can offer your thoughts and prayers. But I've said it before, and I'll continue to say it. If there were only pool noodles available for this mass murderer, there would still be people alive today. So if you've been listening to the news and paying attention, you know kind of what the deal is. So I want to, you know, move forward. Move update. Let's do the updates and just move along, right? Well, let's start with the number of mass shootings because it's, you know, last time we talked about it, hell, was only a couple of weeks ago, right? In Texas, according to the Boston Globe, there have been at least 314 mass shootings so far in 2022. There have only been 186 days. Now, I'm not going to do the math on the radio, but, you know, the Boston Globe will do it for us. The rate of mass shootings so far this year is outpacing the number of days in the calendar year, according to an organization that tracks them, that organization, Gun Violence Archives. They say there have been 314 mass shootings in 2022 for an average of about 1.7 per day. You know, about a D minus. The tally includes the deadly rampage in Highland Park, Illinois, in which a gunman opened fire on a 4th of July parade, killing six. Well, now we have learned the update there. Seven people have now been confirmed dead and injuring dozens. I mean, literally dozens. Dozens. As the Boston Globe reports, there were at least five other mass shooting incidents identified by the Gun Violence Archives on July 4th, including one in Boston. And that is a shooting that in which four or more people are shot, not including the shooter. So four or more, not including the shooter, is a mass shooting. 1.7 per day, 314 so far this year. And so what? We're on pace. Well, we're halfway through the year, right? So we're on pace for over 600. Does that sound about right? If you do the math on the radio, Fancy Brian?
Yeah, that's great.
Yeah.
How soon are we going to end up at Death Race 2000?
It is totally. You know, I brought that up over the weekend, and of course, it's gallows humor. And of course, it's the 4th of July. And as soon as I heard the news, I'm thinking, you know, how appropriate. It's the mass shootings of America. I mean, we cannot go a day without a mass shooting. This is, again, only counting the mass shootings, four or more people shot. There's all sorts of people getting shot all the time, everywhere, with all sorts of weapons. I mean, we're selling like a million guns a month in this country.
Yeah, I mean, we focus so much on the mass shootings. We really should celebrate all of our individual killings because.
Well, I think,
you know,
you're right.
That's the important thing, is that how many people can we kill with our guns each year? Right? Is that what we're doing?
That's what we're doing. Now, are there government statistics for us on this? You know, thing?
I don't know, but we got more guns than people. I mean, we have more guns than people.
And of course, we'll get to some other police shootings as well today. But hey, you know what? Don't fret. We're going to have some good times. We're going to cry. We're going to laugh. We're going to have Bill Press coming back at 5 o'clock. Always good to talk to the godfather of progressive radio. So make sure you stick around. Of course, you can join 844-967-2789. So, of course, then there's the standard reaction, right? Well, you know, there's a country in Europe that just had a mass shooting, and this, you know, they banned these weapons, didn't stop that. Yeah, well, they have like one every, I don't know, two every 10 years, not 1.7 per day.
I mean, they got to work harder to get back up to the, I mean, again, yeah. The United States keeps setting such high standards the rest of the world.
We do. We really do. Compete, I mean, that's why we're better than everybody.
And that's really it. Thank you so much for pointing that out.
Chicago Sun-Times, this one. And of course, he couldn't help, you know, the Boberts and the Marjorie Taylor Greens and all the Mitch McConnells, you know, pick your mega fascist and you know, the gun-loving Second Amendment folks. Again, you can ban, you know, rifles and certain kinds of rifles and still not be in violation of the Second Amendment, people. So, you know, you can get over that little fact. But I couldn't help, but this one really, really, really got me. The Chicago Sun-Times. GOP governor nominee figures, his name's Bailey, a state senator, Darren Bailey, apologizes after telling the public to move on and celebrate the 4th shortly after Highland Park massacre. I mean, literally bodies are still, they're still bleeding out. The bodies are still warm. And this guy... Oh, he jumps on a Facebook live stream, Brian.
To be fair, amity does mean friendship, and the beaches are going to be open, and we're going to have a great 4th of July.
Yeah, and he's still in jaws, too. The Republican nominee for governor, Darren Bailey, has apologized for telling residents to move on from the Highland Park mass shooting 90 minutes after the horrific attack unfolded on the 4th of July and more than 6 hours before a suspect was arrested. Bailey, a state senator from Xenia, started live streaming the video at 11:44 a.m. on Monday to his 111,000-plus Facebook followers from Skokie, where Independence Day festivities were canceled due to the tragedy in the nearby North Shore suburb. The shooting started at 10:14 a.m., authorities said. I can do a little math on the radio. That's what? 90 minutes, an hour and a half. After this maniac crawls on top of a building and starts randomly shooting innocent civilians, we don't have a motive yet, but he had a rifle. He had a high-powered rifle, and I would imagine he probably wasn't trained too well in the fact that, what, only 7 now are dead and dozens are injured. If that was a trained marksperson, a trained shooter, perhaps it could have been a whole lot worse.
Are you saying this guy running more? That's great.
This guy running for governor of the GOP? Let's move on. Here's what he
said.
Get
over it.
Standing in a parking lot surrounded by about 20 supporters, several children, while details of the attack were still scarce, Bailey offered prayers for the families. Yeah, of course he did. Of the victims and law enforcement responding to the scene about 15 miles away from where Skokie's own parade was supposed to take place. Quote, "There's a lot of confusion and frustration that the Skokie parade is being canceled, but they did the right thing because people's safety has to come first."
That's a very interesting concept.
Yeah. So, sounds good so far, right?
Extrapolate from there.
Well, let's continue. The shooter is still at large, so let's pray for justice to prevail. And then let's move on and celebrate. Celebrate the independence of this nation. 90 minutes after this guy murdered bunches of people and shot dozens of people, the GOP for Governor Bailey, Darren Bailey, time to move on.
Well, it's standard police procedure to just, you know, when a murder suspect is out there, to just stop, pray a little bit. They'll come around. God will find, you know, a way to bring that person back to them, and then just go party a little bit. Why not?
As a side note, I did hear some reporting today that the shooter drove to Madison, Wisconsin, and back, like his phone was pinged or found in Madison, something along those lines. Now, I haven't researched or gotten into that part of the reporting.
Please have that have just been a VPN.
Right. From the Chicago Sun-Times, Bailey, who won the GOP gubernatorial nomination in a landslide last week, he then pivoted to politics. All right, so let's remember, this is all back-to-back. I know we're kind of embellishing here, but I'll say this so you can understand the timeline here. 90 minutes after the shooting, the suspect still at large. Let's pray for justice to prevail, and then let's move on and celebrate the independence of this nation. We know the mission. We have got to get corruption and evil out of our government, and we've got to elect men and women of honor and courage to get this country and this state back on track.
Well, by Republican standards, that's actually pretty quick. I mean, Donald Trump didn't do anything in that time frame in the January 6th situation. So
187 minutes.
I mean, good. That's half.
Terrible.
Way to go. That's under half the Republican standard for reactions.
No, they're getting better. He closed by leading supporters in prayer. Well, of course he did.
Always the most important thing.
The gunman was not taken into custody until about 6 hours later. Some people were killed, at least 30 wounded. Bailey's call to move on was swiftly condemned on social media. You think?
Imagine how many would have died if they hadn't prayed.
This is what happens with mega-type candidates, tweeted U.S. Rep. Adam Kinzinger, who's been getting his own death threats, referring to Bailey's endorsement from former President Donald Trump. They have been so trained with own the libs and anger that they lost the ability to have compassion. Bailey's campaign did not respond for a request for comments from the Sun-Times, but through a spokesperson, Bailey told the Daily Beast, quote, I apologize if in any way we diminish the pain being felt across our state today. I hope we can all come together in prayer and action to address rampant crime and mental health issues and make sure these horrific tragedies don't happen again.
I'm sorry if you were offended.
Let's see. Prayer, action, addressing crime and mental health issues. What's the one thing that seems to be missing from his assessment? That's right. The guns! The guy had a wet pool noodle, everybody would still be alive. You see what I'm saying, folks? 844-967-2789. J.B. Pritzker, he's got some comments on this as well. I'm sure you do as well. Give us a call. We will take your calls. Bill Press at 5-844-96-PARTY. We'll be right back.
To ignore this particular problem until it swims up and bites you on the ass.
Get over it.
Why don't you stop talking for a while?
Make sure you remember in your thoughts and more importantly in your prayers.
Shut up, you little weasel.